This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and I'm here today with Johnston County Cemetery District Board candidate Sheila Camino. Hello, Sheila.
Hello, Kate.
So I should say that I'm going to ask you exactly the same questions that we've asked all the other candidates. Marcy Shuler was kind enough to conduct those interviews, and I'm just going to step in for her now. So this is everything that all the other candidates have been asked. So let's get right into it. Sheila, what's prompted you to run for this position right now?
Well, I have several family members that are at the cemetery, and I care about the cemetery. And what prompted me was I had a chance to run and to take care of the cemetery, and I guess the opportunity came up. And I felt I was obligated to run for the cemetery board and to represent the board, the cemetery, and to represent the community.
Okay, thank you. And so do you have any previous experience or qualification that you think will be of benefit to this position?
Well, I grew up in Johnston County, and I worked for the state of Wyoming for 25 and a half years. And part of my job was communication skills, finance, and human resources. So I felt that I am qualified to run, and I think I'll do a good job. I have a voice for the people of Johnston County, and I'd like to answer their questions as best that I can, and to be honest.
Okay, thank you. And we live in a changing world. What community values are you committed to maintaining, and how do you think that would translate to your service on this board?
My community values are, I would like to see the cemetery stay beautiful and green as it is. I'd like to try to keep the upkeep of, the trees, I would like to see it stay green. I would like to see it watered. I would like to see people that work there that care about our cemetery. And I would like to keep things up, the upkeep. The infrastructure of the cemetery is important to me. The headstones for the veterans, you know, they need to be up. They need to be there. And if someone doesn't have a stone, then we need to figure out a way to service that. I feel that the cemetery should be a service to the people of Johnston County and not a business.
Okay, thank you. And do you describe yourself as conservative or moderate or progressive? And maybe you could just explain your position on that with an example.
I think that I'm conservative, I guess. I could be all of them, actually. I'm not afraid to speak out, but I feel that overall, you know, the things should be taken care of. I don't know. Read that question to me again.
So do you describe yourself as conservative, moderate, or progressive?
Well, I want to try to keep things up and not do things that are not needed. I want to look after the taxpayers' money. I feel that if something is needed at the cemetery, then it should be taken care of. If it's not needed, we need to discuss it and discuss the reasons why.
Okay, thank you. So I think pretty much everybody in the community must be aware that the cemetery has implemented in both KC and in Buffalo a $400 fee for a Saturday burial. That resulted in 1,400 signatures on a petition asking the board to reverse that policy. The current board rejected that request. What is your opinion on the $400 Saturday burial fee?
Well, I feel that the $400 fee should be rescinded. I don't feel that it's necessary. I understand the reason that they wanted to do it was so that the sexton could spend more time with their family. But I feel that position is a six-day, seven-day-a-week position. And when you take that position, you know what is required. I feel that for the grieving families, that $400 is an extra fee and a burden to that family. I don't feel that we should charge a family $400 to bury on Saturday.
Thank you. So, leading on from that, are there any other specific actions or proposals by the current Cemetery District Board with which you either agree or disagree? And what do you think should be the priorities?
Well, I feel that the board has done a good job. There are some things that they have done. Their proposals were to remodel the old log building, which I think that's a good idea. They had proposed $25,000 to remodel, which I feel that building could be done. It could be used as a meeting place and an office for the sexton. The shop, if there's something that needs to be taken care of there, yes, let's fix that up. I feel that the house should be turned back into a home for the sexton so that someone is on site 24 hours a day. And then that person is available. I feel like that house was built for that purpose, and then we should use it as that. That's my feeling.
Okay, thank you. So we've covered a lot about what has been going on at the cemetery, both cemeteries, I should say, and also, you know, what proposals and what you would do going forward should you be elected to the board. Is there anything else you'd like to bring up and let people know about, or any further comments?
Well, I want to make sure that my mission is to serve the grieving families and to keep the infrastructure of the cemetery, such as the sprinklers, the trees, and the new land acquisitions. To make improvements, I feel that we must hire someone that has knowledge and loves the cemetery. And I like to keep it the way it is because I think everyone loves it. And Steve Gonzale made a statement about keeping that cemetery serene. And I think he's right. We should. It is a serene place to go to visit your loved ones. We all take pride in that. And it's the last thing that we get to do for our loved one. And I feel that it should be something that should be taken care of, and we should take pride in that.
Thank you. And just to add to that, for those who don't know, Steve Gonzale was a former board member who
yes.
has been speaking out fairly regularly on Cemetery District Board issues over the last few weeks. So thank you very much, Sheila Camilo, and good luck in your bid for a board on the Cemetery District.
Thank you,
Board.
Kate.
Thank you.